This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
If the husband passed away recently and the woman wants to go to Hajj, can the woman go to Hajj while she's still in her mourning period? If the woman's still in her mourning period, which is we call it hidat, which is a state that the woman will be in after the death of her husband, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ يَتَوَفَّوْنَ مِنْكُمْ وَيَذَرُونَ أَزْوَاجًا يَتَرَبَّصْنَ بِأَنفُسِهِنَّ أَرْبَعَةَ أَشْهُرِ وَعَشْرًا. That if somebody died, left behind him a wife, she should be basically in a waiting period of 4 months and 10 days. The only exception for this, if the woman is pregnant. So if the woman is pregnant, her waiting period, her mourning period will be until she delivers the baby. So if she delivers the baby in a month, she ends with that. If she delivers the baby in 9 months, her waiting period or hidat will be 9 months. So it depends on when she will deliver the baby, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأُولَاتُ الْأَحْمَالِ أَجَلُهُنَّ أَن يَضَعْنَ حَمْلَهُنَّ in Surah At-Talaq. That the pregnant woman's, their time and waiting period end by the delivery of that baby. Here, there is an issue, the original root of this issue is this. Is it allowed for a woman who just lost her husband to spend the night outside her husband's house, like at her family members, or go out and spend the night outside her house? Or she has to stay and spend the night in the house where her husband's passed away? Okay, this is the original issue. Based on this, we're going to say it's allowed for her to go for Hajj or not. And this issue, there is a debate between the Sahaba radiallahu anhum among themselves. They split on regard to this issue. So you have been reported that Aisha radiallahu anha, Ibn Abbas radiallahu an, Jabir ibn Zayd, even among the Tabi'in, Al-Hasan, Ata, they all said that a woman can spend the night anywhere she wants. The waiting period is for other things, like she's not allowed to marry, to be engaged, to put perfume, to purify herself, but she can spend the night anywhere she wants. And it even said, Ibn Abbas said, Allah told her to wait 4 months, but he didn't tell her where to wait. He just asked her to wait and to be in a waiting period for that month. In the other hand, you have other group of scholars and among the Sahaba themselves who said, no, she has to stay where she used to live with her husband. And among the leader scholars and big names in this camp will be Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu an, and Uthman from the Tabi'in, Sa'id ibn Musayyib. And that's the position of the majority of the fuqaha, by the way. Al-Imam Malik, al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, and the Hanabila, al-Qasim, al-Imam al-Thawri rahimahullah, Ahlul Ra'i, the Hanafi scholars. Basically, they will say, no, she should not leave her home, and she should spend the night there. And the reason for this, because a story of a woman by Fari'ah bint Malik came to the Prophet ﷺ, and she asked the Prophet ﷺ if she can go after the death of her husband to her family, because she lives in a place where no family member with her, all her family from other town. And Nabi ﷺ said yes in the beginning, then she called her back, and he said, no, you stay at your husband's home until your waiting period finish. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made it clear for her. Reported by Imam Malik rahimahullah, even Uthman ibn Affan, when he heard about this, he called Fari'ah and he asked her if this has happened. She said yes. And based on this, Uthman radiallahu anhu qadha bih, yani he made it as the established rules in the Muslim state at that time. That's why the Hanafi, as I said, the majority of the fuqaha across the board will say she's not supposed to go for Hajj. Why? They said because Hajj can be done later on. But the iddah, if you missed it, you missed it. It's the first 4 months and 10 days after the death. So that's why al-Ulama rahimahullah said also it is more important for her to care for the thing that it cannot be basically redone, over the thing that you can do at any time in your life. Al-Malikiyya, they said, if she already made talbiyah with Hajj, she went and she's in the ihram, then she heard the news of the death of her husband, she continue her journey, and she doesn't need to go back to the home. Hajj is one of the pillars of Islam, and as a rule, it has very high status. But the waiting in the home, spending the night, is also rules in Islam, but it's not as important, as big as the Hajj. And if this is the only opportunity she has, you know, because Hajj is not easy to attend, and this is the only possible time for her to go, I would say, yes, you're allowed to go for Hajj. Aisha radiallahu anha went for Umrah and took a woman with her who was a widow, and she was still in her iddah. She did not finish her iddah yet. That's why they said Aisha was in the opinion of she is allowed to travel or to be out of her home and not necessarily to spend the night in the house where her husband died. So this is basically the answer for the questions. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from all of us and to forgive all the one who passed away.
Thank you for watching. Please subscribe to the channel and like the videos so that you can get notified of the new releases, and consider donating to this worthy cause.